Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast. Or Kangs, depending on your vernacular. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to be a little bit more consistent for you, you know, so we're back this week. I know a whole lot hasn't happened, right, with the Bears, because the Bears went kind of crazy on the first week of free agency, first Bear free agency.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham for putting in that work. We got some solid players. We got some good players on top of that. But I see what's happening. You know, on Bears Twitter, we can't have too much harmony for too long, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what you're starting to see now is the debates on the way the GM is building a team and this, that, and the other. And you started to see everybody was united over DJ Moore, and you know, we signed Tremaine Edmonds and we traded the number one pick and we got future first and I like the way things are going. And then those people who don't like Ryan Poles, who pray for his downfall, have started coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, maybe we could have got another first instead of that second. I don't like that he didn't get McGlinchey, even though I didn't like McGlinchey.
Bro, you know, it didn't help that Peter King dropped that little nugget saying that, you know, they have an opportunity to trade with the Raiders and it would have been a greater compensation. However, the Raiders was not willing to part ways with Devontae Adams and other said picks. But this is all hearsay, right? Mm. It's all speculation and hearsay. So now you got people bitching about it saying, oh, well, why didn't he just wait to hold out? Why didn't he just hold out and make the deal with the Raiders? Because when deals like that go down and somebody's willing to offer that, you got to take that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold out for some what if shit.
Flat exactly. Out.
What if? What if? What if? It's guesstimate.
Yeah, it's like bird in hand's worth more than two in a bush. Like, okay, he didn't get the third, but he got a second and DJ Moore. So now do you wait? Yeah, I would like to have Devontae Adams over DJ Moore, but I got DJ. They offered him right now.
Yeah. Raiders,
just, I'm taking it,
yeah,
bro.
They said Raiders just flat out was like, bro, that's too much for us. We not willing to pay. I don't know how true that is, but you know, they saying that's too much for us. And Carolina was like, shit, take, all right, cool, done. I mean, there is a lot of, that go into that too, because the general manager from Carolina and Ryan Poles, you know, they have a good relationship and they started out as scouts together, so it worked out. You know what I'm saying? But For those that are saying like you should have held out and got more in return or closer to the draft, we don't know that. What if one of them would have had a fucked up pro day? One of the quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like, shit, hell no. Nah,
that's asinine. That's what I'm saying with these cats, man. Like, you never happy. It's like you never fucking happy, dude.
Yeah.
It's
like yeah, you know, facts.
It's funny you mention it too. It's like, you know, when you think about it, the situation that happened with Jalen Carter, right?
Perfect.
Nobody saw it coming. It came out of nowhere, right? So, yeah, it's better to get these deals done now before free agency kicked off so that you know what you're dealing with. You know what I mean? So you know how to go ahead and build your roster. Otherwise, you're doing them blindly. You're moving pieces around that you might not need to move, right?
Yeah.
Or signing guys that you shouldn't sign, you know?
Or you'd be
spending
like
money that you shouldn't spend. or you, like, that was my next point. You get to the backers situation where they're literally handicapped by what could happen or what might happen, right? The same thing with the Jets. The Jets are handicapped, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Bears are in a good situation. I'm not tripping on it. You know, at the end of the day, we got DJ Moore. Is Devontae Adams better? Yes.
Yeah.
But at that price tag, $30 million or whatever it is, $29.5 million. You know, Devontae is older. You know, we got a guy.
I still would take him, but if he ain't available, he ain't available. If he ain't available, he ain't available. You can't make him available.
But I'm saying I'm giving you reasons why it's not that bad. It's not as bad as what people think, right? Yeah, I still take him because he's clearly better than DJ Moore. But at the end of the day, we got a 25-year-old wide receiver that, you know, we can have for many years going forward. So I'm good with it.
And he's under contract.
For 3 years.
For less money.
Way less damn money. You know what I'm saying? A lot
less. Way less.
A lot less. Like $10 million less a year. Yeah. You know,
we know what happened when you hit 30. What, Devontae, 29?
Start going down quick, man.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, and Devontae, yeah, I think you'll get a good couple years out of him, but then, which you can live with. Hey, bro, listen, at the end of the day, bro, the Raiders said no. So, like, flat I don't out. Get people's mindset. Like, if you didn't get DJ Moore, you go into free agency, needing a wide receiver. Now you signed a Jacoby Myers to $15 million a year, bro. This is why you do the deal. DJ Chark.
Right.
Nasty.
C-level motherfuckers. Not even B-level cats. C-level. You know,
so, yeah, I'm happy we made the damn trade, bro. Come on now. Like we got to be. And then we got the first next year. And then we got the second next year. So, not it's not a first, but it's a second.
And there's no telling what the hell he may do come draft day with that number 9 pick. Because it's still going to be going to be a team that's going to want to trade up for Anthony Richardson. It's going to be somebody's going to pull that
Will
trigger.
Will Levis.
Somebody's going to pull that trigger. You know, somebody's going to pull that trigger. And, like, you know what? He fits this. He fits what we like to do. Yada, yada, yada. Let's move up and get that guy. Let's move to number 9. The Bears don't. Yeah, let's move to number 9. Let's see what the Bears is willing to, you know, part ways with. What can we offer the Bears to part ways with that number 9 pick? It's a lot of flexibility. That's the thing. Flexibility. You know, flexibility. Build, stockpile, draft picks.
That's what he's doing. Love it.
CJ Stroud pro day was yesterday, right? If I'm not
they
mistaken.
A pro, was it yesterday? They having a pro day today, or was it yesterday? I know Ohio
it's either
State
today or yesterday, but CJ Stroud was also, it was like damn near like a pro day for Marvin Harrison Jr. because he's running the routes.
Oh, yeah.
He's running the routes. So him and Jackson Smith and Jigba, they both running routes.
Yeah.
So, and he got a whole nother year. That's the funny part. So, you know, everybody that showed up, and they was like, well, the Bears didn't show up. You know, the Bears didn't show up to Ohio State Pro Day. What for? They got a direct line to Ryan Day.
They were there, though. Poles and Eberflus were there. And today they're there, but I think they're having the rest of them. And they got the whole contingent down there.
See
so they
I'm
were
saying?
There. And listen, man, like, bro, I'm telling you, Nez and Dan, people are looking for reasons to be mad. Like the argument now was like, I was like, a couple of us said, hey, he found Braxton Jones. And I'm gonna go through the resume of Ryan Poles and why I trust him to pick offensive line. For one, he played the damn position in college. Him and Ian Cunningham. Yes. They come from organizations that have historically built offensive lines and they help scout. The Eagles, which were in the Super Bowl, who have the best offensive line in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs, who historically always have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. So since Andy Reid got there. The Baltimore Ravens, which Ian Cunningham came before he went to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They have a track record of drafting and developing offensive line players. So when I say I have faith that they will pick good offensive line players, that's what I'm basing on. Then you have the counter argument of well, that doesn't just because they found Braxton Jones. They found Braxton Jones because they scouted that motherfucker.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. And they've proven here that they know what they're doing. They've proven to the other organizations they know what they're doing. So let them build offensive line. You online because you put NFL at the end of your name doesn't mean that you're an NFL scout. You never played offensive line. I'm going to defer to the people who built offensive lines and played the fucking position and get paid millions of dollars to do that job, to scout and select offensive linemen, then so-and-so at NFL fantasy football expert.com, you know, whatever.
Sharp vids, NFL 2256.
even the Bears Twitter account, what was it, a couple weeks ago? Y'all seen what he posted? You know,
they were cooking.
It posted the dude shaking hands with Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Michael Scott, and it said Bears Twitter, you know, Bears social media manager shaking hands with the dude Michael Scott, and it was Bears Twitter GM, right? So it's like, it's like everybody has their opinions, and there's nothing wrong with having your opinion. Yeah. We give opinions all day on this. We do an hour show every week, right? So we throw out opinions, and we talk about what we think the Bears should do and what they should be and how they're moving forward and things like that. Some of it we're right, some of it we're wrong. I mean, it is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And the same thing can be true with the GM, Ryan Poles. You may be right in some situations, you may be wrong in some.
Yeah.
But you want more wins than you want losses, especially when you get paid for it. So that's all I can ask for at this point in time.
That's all
and
that matters.
I see the vision. I see what he's doing. I'm okay with what he's doing. And as of right now, he's been making the right moves, so I'm going to trust what he's doing. And other people need to get on board with it, man. Stop crying over this guy or that guy just because you feel like, I like him, I like this guy, I like that guy. It doesn't matter, man. I mean, otherwise we'll be sitting here crying about George Pickens again.
Oh my God.
Like they was doing last year.
Don't bring that Alec role, Pierce. Bro. Don't bring
Alec Pierce like they was last year.
Shout out to Tony. Tony, you know? Pickens, number one. Shout out to Tony.
Hey, Pickens, that's his boy. And Pickens was my dude, too. I like Pickens.
I like Pickens.
And I'm the one that started the whole Alec Pierce thing. So,
yeah.
You know, I feel you guys on some of those things, but you know, at this point in time, we just got to move on from it, man, and let it go.
You just can't draft everyone, bro. You only got so many picks. And
exactly.
And then my thing is this. I'm going to let you go, Naz, real quick. But somebody said something about Ryan Pace and Ryan Poles. We know what Ryan Poles did year one. He had to tear everything down. The cap was jacked up. And he's just now starting to get to the point where he built. So just like with Ryan Pace the first year, I flushed it. When I usually criticize him, I'll take the first year and flush it. He still had a losing record. All right, even if you take away the first year, Ryan Pace still had a losing record. He still only had one winning season. He made the wild card twice. They lost. They only had one winning season, no playoff wins. In 7 years, if Ryan Pace has the same output, he will get the same smoke. Because at the end of the day, bro, who you want, I think they should do this, none of that matters. Win. What did J-Rod say? Win, win, win. Fuck everything else. Win. Nothing matters. Who you want, who you like, who I think they should pick at nine. Like, it don't matter who I want at nine. I can want Paris Johnson. I can want Jalen Carter. Don't matter. Whoever they pick better be good, and they better fucking win. Because if they don't win, they're going to get fired. End of the day.
Stop chasing that shit.
Fuck everything else. Win, 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 win.
That's real. You know, the thing is what I was seeing on Twitter. You know, it's people with these unrealistic ass expectations, you know, and again, this goes back to the fact that we picked up DJ Moore. Relax, people, relax. Okay. Because again, you're setting these unrealistic expectations, which is unfair to him. Number one, given the fact that our offensive line still has holes, we're not solidified. We were still ranked 32nd in the NFL amongst offensive line, most sacks given up.
Yeah.
32nd. So in order for him to do what he does, Justin Fields got to do what he does. Justin Fields has to be able to stand upright and be able to scan the field, go through his progressions, go through his reads. Yeah, I know his reads. 1, 2, 3. You know. So I'll never forget that moment. But these are the people that we deal with on a regular basis.
That was a legit answer right there. What he gave y'all, that was legit.
Yeah.
That really came across. Yeah, you know, I know his reads. 1, 2, 3.
Like, wow, okay. Yeah, all right. That's his reads, huh? All right. So, you know, you can't make this stuff up. But, you know, in order for Justin to go through his progressions and go through his reads, you know what I'm saying, the line has to hold up. In order for the, you know, the line has to hold up. So the line has to hold up in order for Justin to do what he does and deliver the ball to DJ Moore so DJ Moore can do what he does, right? Understand, people, again, it's going to be rough. So those that are doing these comparisons like, oh, now he's with Justin Fields, he's going to be like A.J. Brown. Wrong. Philly has one of the best offensive lines in the NFL.
Exactly.
Now that we have DJ Moore, oh, he's going to be like Stephon Diggs. Wrong. Buffalo has one of the best lines in the NFL, folks. So again, in order for your quarterback to do what he does, in order for your wide receiver to do what he does, your quarterback has to do what he does. In order for your quarterback to do what he does, that offensive line has to hold up. Not saying it's not going to hold up, but it's going to be some growing pains before they actually get settled in, folks. Just like when you build a new house. For those, shout out to all my people who build new houses and, you know, get new builds and all that. But when you get a new house, that house isn't set yet. Okay, it's still going to be little stuff, you know, you're still going to be hearing the house settling and everything else as it settles in. And then when it's locked into place, you good.
Yeah, I mean, I went through the process of building a house, man. And, and to be honest, that's perfectly, I'll give you an example of what Nez is saying. Like when we did our final walkthrough, I go through, we look at the walls and we look at this, that, and the third. The dude said the house is going to settle. They're going to be some of the screws that are going to pop through on certain spots on some of the walls. It's nothing wrong with it. All you got to do is put some spackle, smooth it out, and then repaint it, and it's fine. You know what I mean? That's normal. That's necessary things for a house settling in. And after a year, it happened. You know what I mean? I went through, I looked at several walls, and several of the walls had these little screws that were popping through from the studs, right? From the walls being put up or whatever. So it is what it is, and it happens, and you just deal with it and go forward.
Connor's got to be recalked. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they'll separate.
All of that stuff. Yep. That's reality. Exactly.
Those creaks and I think people, and I tried to do it, like, we're not, like, people think, oh, we got to build a contender right now, because I think it's because we've done this in the past. Like, Ryan Poles, when he had this opportunity, he had a top draft pick, he had cap space, he pushed a bunch of money into the future and signed a bunch of players. Signed Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, Trey Burton. We signed all these players, drafted Roquan Smith. We traded for Khalil Mack. And we had this uptick year one, and then eventually it called back up with this. Poles knows that's not the answer, right? So he knows this team isn't ready. That team wasn't ready to contend. As much as we like that team and think that they weren't ready to contend. Because Chris Long told Kyle Long, oh, yeah, you guys wouldn't have made it to the Super Bowl. He said, why? Because you were soft on the interior. He said your old line was too soft. You have to be harder in the trenches. They know that. They know the Bears. I think we're going to be better than 3-13, whatever we were. Bro, I don't necessarily even think this is a playoff team yet. Right. And people are like, oh, we're going to win the wild card. We're going to win the division. I'm like, I don't know, bro.
I think we'll be what Carolina was this past year, 7-9.
We'll be like an exciting young team.
Yeah, 7-10.
Exciting young team on the uptick. Justin's going to improve. I think you're going to see some stuff. But I don't think we're there yet, bro.
And you know, you gauge Bears fans and the enthusiasm that they had for the season, even though we went on a 3-14 season last year, there was still more enthusiasm for that season compared to what we were dealing with the previous two, right? Mm-hmm. And that's because you saw some guys making plays, you saw potential, right, that could be had once things kind of come together. And once again, it's always about the trenches. It's the defensive line, it's the offensive line. You know, that's one of the reasons why I'm like, okay, pump the brakes on skill position players in the draft and things like that. Think about where we have these glaring holes, right? It's a team full of holes. You got holes all over the field. And some teams are in a position where they have pretty much their stuff set up where they can draft best available. In my opinion, I don't think the Bears are at that position yet. You can't necessarily, unless it's just far and, you know, over and beyond, like, but you know what I mean? Like best guy ever, you know what I mean? Or whatever, like some type of Hall of Fame bound stud or something like that. But other than that, you have a situation where you have to address the needs of this team and then worry about, you know, best available guys. And I'm not saying turn your nose up at them or nothing like that, but you just got to be smart with what you're doing. It makes no sense to accumulate all this wealth of draft picks and then use them on players that you're not going to use or that you're not going to need. You know what I mean? I go back and I harken back to the Lions, right? And this is not a shot at anybody, but it's just talking about it in general, because I had the ridiculous conversation with a dude on Twitter last week, right? Where he's just up in arms and he's mad about Roquan. He's upset about Roquan. And, you know, this dude tried to tell me that we paid extra money to another guy and – you know, Tremaine Edmonds costs just as much money. I'm like, dude, we got two players for the price of one. Two really good players for the price of one. Two Pro Bowl players for the price of one.
Mm-hmm.
What are you complaining about, man? You know what I mean? So that's a situation where, you know, you could either buy this Ferrari or you could buy the Hummer, the Corvette, the, you know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. just load your garage up with four or five cars, or you could buy the Bugatti. Which one you want to do? Give me the four or five cars. I don't want a $500,000 car. Give me the four or five cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be able to do more with that.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. You, like you said, you can buy the Ford Raptor. You can get the vet, and you can have a Lexus that you could drive, you know, as opposed to one Bugatti. Yeah, you're right. And that's the NFL. Five nickels can make a quarter in the NFL. Mm-hmm. In the NBA, you got to have that one guy. In the NFL, mm-hmm. you got to have players all. You got to have offensive line, you got to have defensive line, you got to have cornerbacks, you got to have linebackers who can tackle. You got to have so much more. This is the ultimate team sport. Yeah. Even if you got the quarterback.
A defensive team, a special teams, an offensive team, and then you got teams within the teams, mm-hmm. a linebacking core, a defensive front, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Wide receiving core, tight end.
Then you got to have depth.
Teams within a team that all have to work in unison. They all got to be on the same page.
Ultimate team
sport. Cohesive unit.
That's what I said. Bro, if you look at the teams that are good and are constantly good, like Bears, I've seen this, like, because we haven't had a lot of success, they'd be like, we got to have offense or we got to have defense. And I'm like, no, bro, you got to have all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Good teams that are Super Bowl contenders, bro, they're good on offense, defense, and special teams. Yep. They're not just good on offense. They're not just good on defense.
Yep.
You got to be good everywhere, bro, if you want to compete.
Yep.
So we need cornerbacks. We need defensive line. We need offensive line. Like,
which, you know, I was speaking with somebody, and I think Will ended up hopping in and, you know, because he couldn't believe it either. But somebody said that this roster constructed as is now is better than the 2018 squad. Now, you see, y'all be thinking I'll be bullshitting. Look, for those that are out
here listening. Where's Khalil Mack? Who's Khalil Mack on the defense?
Right. Like, people really think we be bullshitting when we be saying, like, yo, people be coming at us with some wild-ass takes. You just be like, what? Like, okay, I mean, you know, at this point, I don't even argue no more. I'll just be like, okay, you know, when you see me drop that handshake emoji, all right, you got it. Like, because
we better at quarterback and we better at wide receiver. That's pretty much it.
That's it.
That's it.
You know,
linebackers. I mean,
as a unit, we're better.
Because you had Roquan and you had Danny Trevathan.
That's pretty good.
And Trevathan played good in 2018.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
You know.
It's crazy because
we had Kwiatkowski as a backup.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were pretty good at linebacker. We had pretty good linebacker.
Yeah, we was pretty solid on the D line too.
Oh man, that D line, Akeem Higgs and Khalil Mack and fucking Leonard Floyd,
man, that,
Eddie Goldman. Yeah. We had Bernal Nichols on that team too as a backup.
Yeah. Akeem Hicks was actually moving the furniture on the offensive line.
Yeah. He was a monster. Like, so, people forget Akeem was a monster. We ain't know what those.
That's the stuff we deal with. But I just want folks to scale back expectations this season. And just because it's not working out to your expectation don't mean they bums. Don't mean they sorry. Because, again, like I said, the first drop pass from DJ Moore, you're going to hear, Ryan Pauls, he really got had on that trade. DJ Moore sucks, man. You know, I mean, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
That game up on Claypool.
Man. You gonna hear people saying about Justin Fields? Oh, he's not it. We need to focus on getting Caleb Williams. You're gonna hear that, okay? Because again, we're dealing with fools. Y'all gotta understand that they're not going to hit the ground running, folks. And that was my whole point of saying in my comment earlier. If you want to go search me on Twitter. But when I kept telling people, I'm like, that's like assessing what someone else did in your line of work, saying that I'm going to get paid what he get paid because of what he did. Did you do it? No, I ain't did it yet. So why the fuck you think you finna do what he did? If you ain't did it yet, shut the fuck up. Because this is a results-based business. It's not trajectory. It's not a guesstimate. I'm going to guess he's going to know. People, it don't work like that.
Because you got your going rate.
Huh?
You got your going rate, like, for wide receivers. Yeah. You got your going rate for wide receivers, and then you have the best of the best.
Exactly.
You know, the DeAndre Hopkins or Devontae Adams, who's getting $30 million.
Those guys get 30 million.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Justin Jefferson, when he comes up, I guarantee y'all, it's gonna be over 32.
Yeah.
He's gonna break the record.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's gonna set the bar.
Him and Jamar Chase.
That situation,
yeah.
But you're not gonna have, you got the going rate for any wide receiver that gets signed this year, it's the going rate for them.
Yeah.
What's the going rate? You know
20
what I'm
mil.
Saying? That's what you're gonna get.
That's what you're gonna get, 20 mil. Going rate.
15 to 20.
Yeah.
So you know, we got a guy at $20 million, just chill.
Yeah.
Relax, speak.
You know, I just want people to understand, like, it's too much shit in play for a wide receiver to shine, okay? They're not like a quarterback. It's not a quarterback because they don't have a ball in their hands. They're dependent on too many things in order for their season to go right, okay? Yeah. The offensive line has to block. Everybody has to do their job in order for DJ Moore to do his job. So if DJ Moore goes,
which is the only reason why they're divas. That's why they're divas.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody else.
What Keyshawn say?
Do their job, and then give me the ball, and I'll make it happen.
What Keyshawn say? Throw me the damn ball. Throw me the damn ball. Because that's how it is. That numbers is targets based.
Yeah.
You got to get the targets. Like if DJ Moore wants to put up AJ Brown numbers or whatever, he's gonna have to get 150 targets.
Yeah.
How does he get 150 targets? Now he also has Mooney, who's gonna demand targets. He has Claypool that's gonna demand targets. They up for contract.
Mm-hmm.
So these dudes want 120 targets. And then you got Cole Kmet. He needs targets. Tonyan, you run with 12 tight ends. That means you take a wide receiver off the field.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take a tight end off the. I mean, you take a wide receiver off the field. That means wide receiver off, and now you got to get Tonyan the ball because he's under contract here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got dump off the wide. Then Justin Fields going to take off and run on some plays because he has legs. So, yeah, you got to have offensive line. If you want them to put up those numbers, you have to block because – they ain't going to be enough passes. I did a breakdown. Like, if you throw the ball 35 times a game, which is high, you get him close to 600 attempts.
Yeah.
But if you look at Jalen Hurts, he threw the ball 30 times a game. That's five less. It's 510. That's 85 less targets available, which is more likely what we're going to do. We're more than likely
going to – That's a lot of targets, man.
510 that you got to divide amongst three wide receivers who think they are the shit and a tight end who's a top 10 tight end.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100 and something a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the wide receiver four ain't touching the ball. The running backs ain't touched the ball out of the backfield on screen passes. Bayless Jones ain't getting handoff. Bro, it's only so many passes and your line better block so you can get those passes. If not, you're going to be throwing the ball 25 times a game. That's why we threw the ball 25 times a game, because we couldn't fucking pass because the line couldn't block.
Yeah.
People are like, well, they were good run blockers. Run blocking and pass blocking are not the same.
People.
You are going forward when you run block. When you pass block, you are retreating.
And I guarantee you, most linemen love run blocking more than pass blocking.
That's Verissimo, who played O-line.
The ability to beat up on a defender instead of taking a punishment.
Exactly.
That's Verissimo. He'll tell you you run block to pass block.
It's more aggression. That's, you know, when you run the ball and you can consistently run the ball down somebody's throat, you can see the demise. You can see the look in the other team's eyes. Where they can't do nothing about it and it's over with, you know. So they got to do that, man. They got to be able to do that at some point in time, and I think they will. It's just a matter of, you know, what are we gonna do going forward? Are they gonna go stand pat? Are they gonna get somebody else? Are they gonna do this? I think they're still gonna bring in more bodies to compete for the positions, but I think I'm looking at the offensive line and I like what they've done, right? And I think there's some potential there that could be had. So it just depends on what route they end up going.
Yeah. We can go a lot of routes, man. I mean, it's a fun time to be a Bear fan. I just want people to enjoy it, man. I think people want
to. They're not going to, bro. Man, this is – we so early in the system, too. I mean, we in March, man. It's like we got a whole month before the draft, and then we got the draft, and then, you know, you're going to have fallout from the draft. Oh, he didn't pick this guy. He should have picked this guy. Oh, I did a mock draft and I was able to get this. Man, come on, you did a mock draft? Like, for real? I was able to, you know, I was able to pull off 8 trades in a mock draft.
And steal the fuck out of here.
Come on, man.
That's how, like, they be feeling.
Y'all got to be serious, man. Y'all got to be for real.
Straight up.
Man, I think he's going to do, I mean, he's probably going to do something people ain't going to like. I guarantee you. I saw Adam Rank. It was a who to do, Gonzalez, the cornerback from Oregon. Because people don't understand, like, we still need another cornerback.
Gonzalez is tough, though, man. He can play.
We got Kendall Vildor playing out there. So he was like, I can see that happen. I can see. And then, bro, if they pick him, they're going to lose them out. But they don't understand that you still need to rush and cover. Rush, cover, protect the quarterback. That's why I said we're not ready yet. With our team, you can try to pawn yourself and you got to fix everything in year one. You're not going to be able to fix everything in year one. And people are like, well, you can do it. Ryan Pace didn't fix everything in year one just because he signed some bum that ended up washing out. We ended up cutting him and having $30 million of dead cap space and 5 void years. Don't mean you fix the position. I'm talking about fix the position to the point where you're a contender, dude. We're not there yet. We got work to do.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of work to do. So once everything pop off, we're going ahead and clap everybody with it. But this one is going to be a short one, folks. Very short one. I apologize in advance. Up against it, I got to go pick up Deuce from school, so my bad.
Yeah, it ain't much to talk about right now anyway, bro. We're in the dregs of the all season, bro. They ain't even signing people. They have pro days right now.
Right. Pro days, y'all looking forward to. I think the Ohio State one was either yesterday or today.
Yeah, they're there today. I saw because Ryan Poles was watching our boy Paris Johnson work out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a video of him standing right there. He's doing right tackle and left tackle drills.
Yeah, I see it right now.
Poles standing right there.
Mm. So we so again, you know, the Ohio State Pro Day, we got the Alabama Pro Day. So I don't really care about nobody else Pro Day, to be totally honest. You know, you got Will Levis and Butthead, and then you got Florida and Richardson, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how all that pan out, but parting shots.
Parting shots. I'll let you go. Will, go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing in the typical, man. Just, hey, man, chill out, bro. Like, let's let Ryan Poles do his thing, bro. The thing I like about Ryan Poles is it ain't necessarily the moves. And I was telling Ill Will Brooks that. It ain't necessarily because, like, some of these guys, I kind of heard of DeMarcus Walker. I remember him from FSU. That's where I remember him from. It wasn't like I was following his career, but I'm like, okay, I look him up. I watch a little videos. I watch a couple breakdowns. I liked it. And so I'm like, okay, I see what he likes. I like the philosophy. Like, so when people understand, like, about Ryan Poles with me, I like the philosophy. I wanted a GM to just stack picks, to not blow money in free agency, to clean the books, to be thorough in this process. So for me, it's not necessarily the player. I think a lot of people get caught up in the result of it. I like the process that he's going through. And when I try to explain that to fans, other fans, that's what I'm trying to explain. I enjoy the process. He's not going to wreck the cap. He's going to have a bunch of picks. He's going to try to build the team the right way. He's going to say, okay, I'm not going to overpay for free agents. I like that because free agents often bust. They often bust more than draft picks. And if a draft pick busts, he's on a rookie contract. You can just move on from him. It's hard to move on from free agents that you gave $50 million guaranteed to. Right. So I like the way that he's building the team, even if I don't necessarily know if all the moves are great. I don't know. He's going to miss. But I like the process, not the result, the process. And I think the process will ultimately lead to success.
OK.
You want to go?
Go ahead, Dan. I ain't got nothing.
I was going to say Jackson Smith and Jigba ran a 4.5340. That was unofficial. So we'll wait for the official time to come from his pro day. I wanted him to run in the 4.4s because that, you know, that's the threshold of you playing outside instead of just primarily inside. So I would have rather him, you know, run a 4.48 or something like that. That would have been great. But hey, it is what it is. We'll see what happens with it. The other thing that I was going to say is this is a parting shot that I'm going to take at critics that we have, right? We got a lot of critics on Twitter and we got a lot of people that, you know, the Kings drop a podcast and all these people start coming out the gutter and out the woodworks. They got this, the nastiness to say. Like seriously, bro. You're right. It's like that picture. I promise you. I ain't seen or heard from people for months. And then all of a sudden the Kings drop something or you say something and you hear all these people start coming up. And it's like that picture that I seen on Twitter. I'm gonna post it later on, matter of fact. But it's the dude coming out of the sewer. coming up out of the sewer. That's what they look like. That's what they remind me of. But you know, this is just a parting shot for them. Y'all give and y'all hold the three Kings more accountable than you held Ryan Pace. And I'm just being real.
Facts.
I'm being dead 100% honest. They hold us more accountable for what we give of our opinions on this show.
We get paid $0 to
do. Than what Ryan Pace did, and he, you know, pillaged our franchise for years, right? So you know, you held him less accountable than you held Three Kings. I find that odd. I find that weird and strange behavior. But you know what? Keep listening, because I know there's one guy, and I forgot his name, but he's on Twitter, and he's got this thing or disdain for ill will, myself and Devorah Nesby, right? He comes up and he says, y'all act like y'all are right about everything and you don't apologize when you're wrong. I'm going to tell you like this. Keep listening to the podcast, because I know you do. So keep listening to the podcast, because one day we'll apologize. One day. I'm not going to tell you when. Just keep listening like I know you do.
Facts.
It ain't coming. Trust me, it ain't coming.
And like I said, if you hating, that means we doing something right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
keep listening to the podcast.
Keep hating, because
you might hear an apology.
It's sad that more people refer to us. They refer to us than they do their own sports pundits, who actually get paid to do this shit.
Yeah.
So it's three brothers together who know what they're talking about. No ball, you know, and nobody's always right. But I believe that we have about a 93% hit rate on this motherfucker. So
yeah,
I'm just being honest. So
and hey, if we wrong, we wrong, man. We move on. But it's not on. You know, and you know, there's players that I want. There's players that Devorah wants. You know, we have dialogue. We got we talk about it on Twitter and all of that. But we keep it respectful.
Exactly.
When you step out of line.
Though, exactly.
Because I say it all the time. We handle it like men. We talk about it, whatever. We can agree to disagree. But when you step out of line, you come at us sideways, you get that same energy. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to stop. It is what it is. So don't expect us to act any differently than how you act with us.
Dudes have pull up screenshots from 2021. Like, bro, I don't even know you exist.
some dude is so mad that he called Velas Debo Light. What is that saying? When you say a person is Debo Light, he's saying
he's not Debo.
He's a lesser Debo. Right. He's a lesser of a player than
Debo. And if you go on with the tweet, and I said this multiple times, that you can use him like Debo. And I even said this in tweets. I did not say he was Debo. You can use, but he took this screenshot.
He runs violent.
I don't even follow this dude. He follows violent.
He's physical in nature.
And he's fast.
He's so thick. He's similar in size, build, speed to Debo Samuels. What's the problem with that? Every single player that was at the combine, every single player that had these pro days, they get compared to the past players in this draft, in drafts previous, right? In years previous. So we're doing nothing different than what anybody else is doing.
Draft experts said this is why this dude became a topic of the draft, because everybody's trying to find the next Debo. Yeah. He's trying to find a similar. I usually ignore those people, but I had to bomb on that one.
It usually crazy. Be the ones, you know, nuts. With nothing in there. Their PFP, their profile pick is just somebody else shit. So on that,
somebody else.
Yeah.
They can fuck off. Whatever. Yeah. Till then.
Y'all take it easy, man. Hey, keep listening, though. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Peace.